with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States has signed a 5-year bilateral health agreement with Nigeria aimed at strengthening the country's health system with a focus on expanding faith-based health care services. Nigeria's Minister for Health, Professor Muhammad Ali Pate, says the agreement will strengthen their security and resilience.
We're here because there's a moment in time when we need to close on the Memorandum of Understanding to be signed between the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the government of the United States of America to deepen our cooperation in health, to strengthen health security and resilience.
The Memorandum of Understanding commits nearly $2.1 billion in U.S. funding to support prevention and treatment programs for HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, maternal and child health, and polio. The Trump administration is pausing leases for 5 large-scale oil offshore wind projects under construction along the East Coast.
President Trump has not been shy about his disdain for wind energy, but the administration says it's pausing the offshore projects because of national security risks identified by the Pentagon. A statement from the Interior Secretary did not offer any details about those risks. The administration said the pause will give it time to address the security risks, while proponents of wind and renewable energy slammed the announcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is gathering with top national security officials as the U.S. Coast Guard is stepping up efforts to interdict oil tankers in the Caribbean Sea as part of an escalating pressure campaign on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government. This is SRN News. The church is divided on abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young women who have grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs attended the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in large numbers over the weekend. The organization was founded by Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September. The women don't want to apologize for their traditional views on faith, marriage, and family, and they draw inspiration from Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk. This is SRN News. A man accused of killing 15 people at Sydney's Bondi Beach had conducted firearms training with his father.
The documents made public following Naveed Akram's video court appearance make clear the two men recorded footage justifying the meticulously planned attack. Officers had wounded Akram at the scene of the December 14 shootings and killed his father, Sajid Akram. The Akrams had begun their attack by throwing 4 improvised explosive devices towards a crowd celebrating an annual Jewish event at Bondi Beach. But the devices failed to explode, the documents say. Police describe the devices as 3 aluminum pipe bombs and a tennis ball bomb containing an explosive gunpowder and steel ball bearings. None detonated, but police describe them as viable IEDs. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.